Team Global, this is Mary. May I help you?
Yes, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning a call.
This is Mary Moses. Okay, your customer care for, I have two calls that I'm waiting on. Customer care for which, for the doctor?
No, we're a private web-based service that compiles records.
Okay. Yeah, I had taken that survey and ordered one of the LeCrest pots, and it just said pay shipping and handling. I did that on the 4th of December, and I was wondering, when will I receive that?
Okay, let me check and see if we have you in our system. Your first and last name again is?
Mary Moses.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a lot of Mary Moses in the system. What's your email address?
Moses1828@gmail.com.
Okay, I do have the correct account pulled up. And your address is 130 Jennifer Lane in Leander, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. One moment. System is retrieving the rest of the order. One moment.
Sure.
System is still checking. One moment.
Sure.
Okay, I do have the account pulled up. And let's see. I do show that it was ordered on the 3rd of December. One moment. Okay, and it looks like you entered in a sweepstakes. Okay.
And it was for that pot, and it said just pay. It was a Kohl's deal, mm-hmm. and was for that pot, and it said just pay shipping and handling.
Oh, I see. See, the $5.74 that you paid, the entry fee. It's the sweepstakes entry fee.
That said, mm-hmm. shipping and handling. It says shipping and handling. Because
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have spent money on an entry fee. I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, I see. Yes, it's an entry fee to win that item.
No, Okay. I thought I said shipping and handling. Mm-hmm. Pay shipping and handling $5.74, and I paid that with my card. Can I get that reversed?
Well, you've already been entered in the sweepstakes. The only thing I can do is cancel out the account. And the entry of the sweepstakes, if you have not won the sweepstakes in several days.
I would never spend money on something like that, hon. I would pay for shipping and handling, but I would never mm-hmm. pay money to enter a sweepstakes, ever.
Oh, I see. Yes, this was for a sweepstakes.
Before you press that button to send your card, it tells you that you're paying for shipping and handling. Or just pay shipping and handling, mm-hmm. however they put it. So I would have never done that.
I see. Well, I'll close out the account so no future charges will be applied. One moment.
I would like for my money to be reimbursed.
I can't do anything about the $5.74
I can't think of any individual who has a set of brains would pay to enter a sweepstakes.
You're still entered in the sweepstakes. Now we're assuming
I'll go ahead and remove my name and everything else from there, please, because I do not want my card charged again. And I will talk to my bank.
Okay. and I can provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Simma. Yeah, because I'm going to take this ad and show Kohl's. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the cancellation number is going to be C for cancel, 262-993-548.
Okay, I have C for cancel, 262-993-548.
Correct.
Okay, ma'am. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at the way that the ad is set up. And I'm going to take, I have it on my phone. I'm going to go to Kohl's this morning. I'm going to show them that ad where it says shipping and handling.
Okay.
$5.73 for shipping and handling.
So, well, I made sure everything was canceled out.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day and a Merry Christmas.
And same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.